光线，aç sıtkı vakitin apsıp kiyatliki jese me vatan.
Om Shanti. Today, on the day of the Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, I saw a very beautiful garden. The very beautiful flowers and fruits all around. I was looking around the garden for a few seconds. And gradually I was also moving ahead. There was a very beautiful fragrance, light, gust of wind. It was all giving a lovely experience. After I went ahead at a certain distance, I saw Baba standing from afar. There was greenery all around Baba. And there were many flowers of different designs. It was as though Baba's face was in the center of an image of a sunflower. Baba smiled and said, "Come, child, what news have you brought today?" I said, "Every child says, give my remembrances to Baba, give my remembrances to Baba." So Baba said, Baba is always with you. Why is the need to send remembrances? The minute you have the thought, you are able to emerge Baba in front of you. So Baba then said, "Okay, the children have sent remembrances." And so Baba too will emerge the children in the subtle region. As Baba said that, there were many, many sisters and brothers standing in front of Baba, and they were having very lovely experiences through Baba's drishti. There was then a very beautiful tree that emerged, and it had leaves of gold, and the fruits on that tree were also golden. There was another tree. There were beautiful fruit, but along with that, there were fruit of different colors. So the children started looking at the golden tree with the golden fruit, and they started asking Baba, "Can we pick that golden fruit?" So Baba said, "Just wait for a while." But the children were constantly pulled towards that. There's such beautiful fruit. They wanted to go and see it and look at it further. So Baba then said, "Whoever has this wish to go and pick that fruit, go ahead." Everyone got attracted towards the golden tree, and as they tried to touch the fruit on that golden tree, a strong gust of wind just came. That swayed the fruit, and that was creating different kind of images, dark image of fear. So the children started wondering, why is this happening? It's such a wonderful tree, beautiful tree, but they were looking at this scene, and it was a bit disturbing. There were some children who went towards the second tree. The tree was completely calm and peaceful. They kept Baba with them. They were standing in front of that second tree. And the fruit automatically was falling from the tree, and the juice also of that fruit was automatically coming. They were able to drink it very easily. So it was creating a very beautiful form, beautiful image all around. There was greenery all around, and very good fragrance was coming, and very gentle soothing air, soothing wind was blowing, and the children's future form was visible through that. So Baba then said, "Did you see what the children are doing?" Maya still comes in certain forms. She comes in her golden form in front of the children. And because the children are not able to recognize Maya in that form, they get attracted towards the form. And that affects their inner stage. Baba then showed that golden tree again. So the juice that was emerging from that golden fruit, the golden flowers, that it was affecting everything else. So Baba explained, when Maya brings one thought, it makes children take on that form, and then more form, similar forms come in front of the children. And these days the children find it a bit difficult to understand or recognize that this is Maya's form. So what do the children have to pay attention to? According to the time, Maya is going to come in front of the children in many golden forms, sometimes in their thoughts, sometimes as influence of some other person. Children will get influenced by others. They will start looking at another's weaknesses or defects. So as they start doing all of that, their own form also becomes the same. The inner self becomes dark. Baba wants to see. Baba wishes that the children, Baba has given special blessings, special techniques of how to create your inner stage. So always keep that fruit of the blessings that you receive from the Father in front of you, and through those blessings the children can have such good experiences. They will remain happy themselves, and they will just experience greenery and abundance in their lives. And that will attract other souls closer, and they will be able to give others the same experience. So on one hand, the children are making spiritual efforts, but on the other side, Maya in her subtle form is spinning such webs that trap the children and confuse them. So the children have to pay attention, continue to look at the time, make such efforts that you constantly remember that the Father is with you. Baba has given us blessings and powers, so experience all of them. Make yourself full internally. So in order to protect yourself from external attractions, make your thoughts powerful and sacrifice all the weak thoughts, and you will continue to have experiences. I then offered bhog to Baba. And after that, on behalf of everyone, I shared remembrances for the soul of Arjun Bhai of Sudarshan Bhavan, as he has completed 1 year of moving on in his journey. Baba's smile emerged, Arjun Bhai, and then said, Baba smiled and said that this child remained stayed in that land, the land of fortune, Pandavavan, and continued to serve with a lot of happiness. He brought many, many souls closer to Baba. This child, Arjun Bhai, always had the thought that whoever he meets, he should bring that soul closer to Baba and give them special experiences. Baba gave Arjun Bhai special drishti. At the end, he had the settlement of the account through the body, but because his inner stage was strong, he was able to easily cross that test paper. All the good wishes that he's accumulated through his service, he's carrying that with him and has gone on. Arjun Bhai then said, all the Madhuban Vasis have always been my companions. I've had many good experiences in Madhuban. So please give remembrances to Madhuban Vasis and all those of my close companions who have been in my contact. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone and I then returned. Om Shanti.